It's been described as wholesome, warm and mouthwatering television. The BBC's flagship cookery programme MasterChef has delighted viewers for 20 years. But fans have been left in shock after one of its co-hosts, Greg Wallace, sensationally stood down yesterday while complaints into historical allegations of misconduct are externally reviewed. The 60-year-old faces allegations of inappropriate sexual comments from 13 people across a range of shows over a 17-year period. And one of the complainants is the former Newsnight presenter Kirsty Wark, who alleged Wallace told jokes of a sexualised nature when she was competing on Celebrity MasterChef in 2011. Enda Brady is a London-based television presenter and he joins us on the line now. Enda, what are the nature of these allegations and just how serious are they?
So they are extremely serious. I mean, serious enough for the BBC to remove Greg Wallace from the show completely while this investigation continues. What I'm hearing is the BBC News started an investigation into Wallace during the summer after they became aware of numerous allegations. And they've heard from 13 people working across five TV shows at the BBC, starting from 2005 all the way up until 2 years ago. Now, there is a separate review at the BBC into workplace culture going on in the aftermath of everything to do with Hugh Edwards. He was the BBC News presenter who ended up being convicted in court of having child pornography images on a mobile phone device. So that sparked a workplace review culture. And now the BBC News investigating Wallace after all of these claims. So it's basically numerous allegations that he told non-stop sexualized jokes during filming. There are also allegations that he removed his shirt in front of young female producers on various different programs, asked people about their sex lives, spoke constantly about his sex life. And he's saying that he denies the allegations, and he's saying that ultimately it's banter and joking, and that it relaxes people when they're working on a big high-profile TV show, that he's got something to say and he's always cracking jokes. He denies any wrongdoing whatsoever, but the BBC view it seriously enough for him to be removed from the show.
And, you know, you said he is cooperating with the investigations, but he is a huge public figure. He was the original presenter of Saturday Kitchen back in 2002, and he also took part in Strictly Come Dancing and was indeed on the Queen's Birthday Honours in 2022 for his services to food and charity. So what's in store now for his career? Can he survive this?
Well, I think we'll wait and see what the BBC review comes out with, but I think more allegations are likely to follow. We've seen this historically, that as more people come forward, you need to bear in mind that TV production work, a lot of the work is freelance basis, and many people will not feel comfortable coming forward because they previously, up until the BBC put this review into workplace culture in place, a lot of young people freelancing would have felt that if they came forward and said they had a problem with the big star name on a TV show, they wouldn't get booked again by an organisation like the BBC. That seems to have shifted and changed completely because of this workplace culture review. What's happening for Greg Wallace is that he immediately will do no more filming on that show. So MasterChef he won't be filming with again until the BBC decide one way or the other what they're doing here. Are they keeping him on? There are numerous episodes of a new series that have already been filmed and are going to air. And my understanding is that they will continue going to air. But I think
even though they feature him, they will still go to air.
Yeah, so even though Wallace is in those episodes, they will go to air. But what should be very worrying for Greg Wallace is the fact that among the people complaining, Kirsty Wark, the broadcaster, extremely respected woman in British broadcasting, she has come out and said that she heard him tell completely inappropriate jokes in front of young production staff on the show. And then late last night, Sir Rod Stewart, the singer, he took to Instagram and he pointed out that his wife, Penny Lancaster, the model, she had been on the show previously on that Celebrity MasterChef. And Rod Stewart described him as an ill-mannered bully, a bald-headed bully, and said that he had humiliated his wife when she was on the show. And then he said, but you had that bit cut out, didn't you? And then he said, karma always finds you. So that was Rod Stewart last night.
Okay, and Wallace's representatives are yet to respond to Rod Stewart's post, but he will nonetheless appear on television. I think it's on Thursday night. Enda Brady, thanks so much for joining us on Morning Ireland.